Castle Chambers has been the home to the same solicitor's firm, Cousins Hardy, since it was specially designed by Edward Boardman in 1877. The building, which retains many of its original features, is located in Opie Street, where a statue of the woman after whom the side road was named still stands. City Hall officials have now approved a bid to repair the door to the Grade II listed building, as its modern hinges are not equipped to deal with the weight and the loading of the door. They will be replaced by a new set of hinges to ensure the door is well secured and well aligned. The works will also fix the glazing on the door, which has a decorative Cousins Hardy logo and has been damaged. The building overlooks a statue of the abolitionist Amelia Opie. Amelia Opie, a poetess and abolitionist author, was a leading figure in the abolition of slavery. Her name was the first of 187,000 names given to the British Parliament on a petition from women to stop the practice of slavery. Historians have described her as one of the founding members of the Women's Anti-Slavery Group in Norwich. Her group also organised a boycott of sugar and targeted merchants and shops that were linked to the slave trade. According to Literary Britain, the street is believed to have been named after her in 1867. It replaced the street's previous name, not suitable for print, but which alluded to the nighttime meetings believed to have taken place there. The thoroughfare, which links Castle Meadow to London Street in the city centre, has been named Opie Street in her honour. Amelia Opie, 1769 to 1853, was a celebrated English novelist, poet, and passionate abolitionist whose life intertwined literature, social reform, and the fight against slavery. Born in Norwich, she was well connected to the city's vibrant intellectual circle, counting writers, reformists, and artists amongst her friends. Opie first gained fame for her sentimental and moral tales, which often reflected keen interest in human compassion and justice. Her marriage to painter John Opie brought her to London society, but after his death, she returned to Norwich, devoting herself increasingly to charitable causes. In the early 1820s, she joined the Religious Society of Friends, Quakers, deepening her commitment to pacifism and social reform. A tireless advocate for the abolition of slavery, she attended key anti-slavery conventions and used her influence to rally support for the movement. Known for her warmth and eloquence, she bridged social divides to promote humanitarian causes. When she died in 1853, Opie was remembered not only for her literary accomplishments, but also for her steadfast moral courage in the pursuit of justice and equality.